AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Hey. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. I am your host, along with my beautiful co-host, the Lady Bobby Clifford. Hi, you toots.
Hi, Flame.
Or as all our Flamettes address her now, Miss Icons. Oh, I did Flame Icons. Icons.
I can't help doing it.
We love it, Bobby. I love it, love it, love it. I'm hoping I come to Boston with Dave while we're on tour. You know I'm still on tour with Dave Chappelle, y'all, so... Boston is on the lineup, so I hope I get a chance to come to Boston. I don't get my dates all at once. I get them here and there, but when I get them, I'm Johnny on the spot ready. So Chicago is next week. I'm most excited about that because that is home. I'm there the 4th and the 6th. On the 5th, I'm in Jacksonville. And on the 7th, I'm in Atlanta. On the 8th, I'm in Memphis. And on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I think I'm in Washington, D.C. But we shall see. I am just very glad to be working because the first 7 months of this year was a little shaky with a lot of takeaways. But God has given it all back tenfold. So thank you, Jesus, for the love. Glory to God is my new line. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Well, I was going to tell you, Bobby Clifford, how was your week?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's turned into real fall here in Boston. It's in the 60s, sunny, beautiful. It's my favorite season of the year. Love it.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but as I'm sitting here speaking with you, Bobby, I'm watching the Republican debates on Fox News. And right now, Vivek Ramaswamy is speaking, and he has a hair out of place. And the hair out of place is more entertaining. That one hair that's out of place is more entertaining than anything that's coming out of his lying mouth.
Oh, my God. I thought you were setting me up. I thought you were going to say the hair across his ass.
Well, that's what it looks like. But it is sticking out, and it is so noticeable. But he ain't talking about nothing. So all he is Trump's toilet paper. So he has absolutely nothing to say. We're not going to talk about the debates until next week, next week's episode. So now, Bobby Clifford, let's do what we do. Where we going, Bobby Clifford? Where we going?
So from the debates that were down one, there only had seven. And then from, of course, because he has a hair across his ass, Trump had to go to the strike in Michigan. And he is like simultaneously having a speech. He's gone to a non-union shop in Michigan. He didn't go out onto the strike lines like President Biden did. But the one thing I thought was funny, and I actually thought it was pretty clever, his team, it's probably one of his team members, somebody is holding up a sign that is strategically placed right in front of the camera that said, "You and your members for Trump." And I thought that was pretty funny in a non-union shop. I listened to 2 minutes. I couldn't. It was all, he makes up like what he does.
Yeah. He's at the United Auto Workers strike because he's trying to follow suit because the sitting president, Joe Biden, went there yesterday to give his support for the United Auto Workers. And he said that they should be compensated, that the auto industry has done very well since 2008 to now, and they haven't gotten a raise. And they interviewed a guy on CNN, one of the workers, and he said that he makes $31 an hour, but when he started in 2018, he was making $26 an hour. So that's only a $5 raise over this economy, and which is not enough to live off of, especially when we want quality vehicles that they're putting on the road because it's going to save lives. It is preposterous that Donald Trump uses everything that he can for an opportunity to just to try to garner votes. The saddest part is, it really is a cult, Bobby. If I never realized it before today, I realized that his followers are a cult. This has nothing to do with a party or bipartisanship or Republicans. This is a cult that is lifting this man up to be everything that they want to say and be, but they are not afraid or in a position to do it. So they just keep pushing a narrative of wrong and crazy, and it's very scary as an American. As a Black American, it's doubly scary because if I thought that Trump was going to get in to make some real policy change and help America, damn it, I would vote for Trump. But Trump is on a revenge. I'm unstoppable. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to save myself from all the BS that I've come in. And with these new charges that he just got from New York, with all the lies and the fictitious stuff building up his buildings and his revenue and his rental properties or his properties to be more than what they are. The judge said, "I don't even have to do anything. I'm going straight to." They're going straight to an indictment on this. They're trying to take his name and remove him from his own buildings in New York. Right. Bobby, what else do we need for people to see that this is a train that is headed to a destruction with no brakes, but people don't see it.
People don't see it, and it's scary to me. So I have two things to say on that. First, they're showing clips. They just had it on News Nation. They showed it on CNN, where Trump, just like we'll say 10 years ago when they were threatening the last auto strike, was saying he felt a different kind of way because he wasn't running, right? And he had no plans on running. And he said, well, you know, they're getting too much. They get 2% 1 year, 3% another, 2%. Next thing, they're making as much as the people who own the company and run it, the CEOs, who, by the way, were making $29 million. So that whole five extra bucks a year that they were getting, the lower level people, the unskilled labor, is, and people still, they're running it, and people will still believe that he didn't say it. And then the second piece of that, you were talking about that 40 Wall Street building that in 2015, Capital One assessed it at $257 million. Cushman & Wakefield, which is a leading global real estate agency or service agency, they'd probably be insulted. Later that same month, valued the same building at $540. And strangely, the Trump Organization claimed it because they were looking for loans and business opportunities. They claimed it was worth $735 million. So you want to talk about grossly over two times what the initial assessment was, almost three times the initial assessment. And there's a cost to that. So the cost is, for people who aren't aware of it, they get better loan rates than we get. If you own more and you look like you're more stable, you get a better rate. You also get more money that's lended to you. So if you look like you've got a property that's $735 million or worth that, they're going to give you that $100 million that you're looking for versus probably the $20 million max that they should be giving you. But people aren't going to believe it. You know, they're looking at that and they still want to believe he's worth $735 million. They had 1 year he claimed he made $67 million. And when they're actually going through his records now, and they're going through his records because he doesn't stop lying. If he kept his mouth shut, nobody would be looking at him. But he only made $1 million that year.
Yeah.
So the I wonder what Melania is going to say when she finds out.
The most money he's ever made was when he was the sitting president of these United States.
Probably, right?
Because if you believe, if anybody believes that $2 billion $2 billion that Ivanka and Jared Kushner got is their money, that's Trump's money. That is Trump's money. There's just the name, the face above that. That is Trump's dealings with whomever he dealt with. But
if you believe that, though, that means he gets his kids involved, which, by the way, are also being are up with their feet held to the wire because they've also lied about their properties, his two sons, his two older sons. So crazy. It's and I do believe you. The people who are with them, I think they're, I don't know if they're just desperate to believe. And so they kind of glom on to him. But don't put your eggs in that basket because he could care less unless you're going to offer something. Oh, and the second thing they had wanted to say after giving that whole explanation, though, is so he's going to be fined, they think, $250 million in damages because of the lies. And what my fear is, talking about the cult claim, is the same people who are paying for his legal fees now that keep donating and giving money, that they'll somehow make up that $250 million.
They will. Because whatever he has, they adore it. Whatever he possesses, they absolutely love it. Bobby Kitchen. I wish I had that kind of power.
Jesus, I wish anything. I can't even get a cookie from somebody. Are you kidding me? Never mind all that money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And speaking about money, the one thing that did come out this past week is the Biden administration is going to ban medical debt from American credit scores. So for people who have cancer that have really hit up against it or have kids with cancer or family members, that they report them because they can't pay all of their coinsurance, copay or deductible, at least it's not going to affect your credit score. Because credit scores for some people can affect their jobs or their ability to get a job or their ability to get a loan and house their children. Now, the only bad part is, because I'm in healthcare, is it might get a little sticky, me trying to collect the money that you actually do owe me if there's no, not punishment, if there's nothing that's, you know, holding you to do it. But we'll figure that out. I still like the fact that people's credit and lives aren't going to be ruined because of being sick. Impeachment inquiry. Over 100 people have been interviewed. So far, they're hitting it.
To impeach sitting President Biden.
To impeach, yeah, exactly.
They want to make Biden look as bad as Trump, which is virtually impossible.
The only thing that I can hope is that once they do look at all of the financial information, that he's going to come clean. You know, there will be nothing. It'll all be for naught. And it's so expensive to do these inquiries. I mean, if there's something that's really big, but as far as President Biden himself, like if you have to look at Hunter did do some stuff that wasn't right. He admitted it, but he did do stuff. He did do stuff while he was under the influence. Right now he's suing Giuliani and Robert Costello, Giuliani's attorney, for wrongfully assessing and sharing his personal data. He feels that they were obsessed with his computer. They went in and got it, hacked it. He feels that before they even got it, that the information on it was manipulated and then it was further altered once the two of them got a hold of it.
I'm about to say, what are you suing Giuliani for? That dad is running down his face, because according to the records, Giuliani has no money, not even to pay his own legal fees, and he's an attorney.
I know. Well,
so you tell me, after being an attorney, after being an attorney for all these years and being America's mayor, you can't get nobody to represent you? That speaks volumes on what people think about your character and you as a person.
Right? Costello, the other one that Biden is suing, Hunter Biden is suing, was Giuliani's attorney, and he's suing Giuliani for $1.3 million in legal bills that he never paid. So.
Well, if Giuliani ain't got no money to pay a lawyer, good luck with paying it. He ain't gonna be able to pay you.
He'll be living out on the street selling pencils. He'll be one of those guys with the cup. shaking his change, his change can.
I think Giuliani going to come up because I think Giuliani is going to be the one that sits on the court in front of America and tell the real deal. I do.
You know, I don't doubt it. He appears like somebody that wants to be on the in crowd so badly. And I think he absolutely will, because I don't think he's going to want to spend his last years in a cell somewhere or, you know, eating fried bologna or whatever.
Yeah, well, he's too old to go to jail. He's old. He doesn't look like he's in the greatest health or shape. So I'm sure he does not want to spend his golden years, like you said, in an institution when he don't, especially for somebody else. Even though he is a guilty culprit as well, but the first deal is always the best deal. So if you're gonna cut a deal, Giuliani, you better do it for somebody else does it, or you're gonna be ass out, player.
And that's the truth. It's always the first, right? But he's got to, I think it goes back to what you were just saying, you know, a few minutes ago about it being a cult. You know, there's something that these people, he either has something on him. I don't get it. I don't get what the draw is, because for me, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Like, he just rubs me the wrong way. I'm sure people find him charismatic. He had to at some point in his life be charismatic. But not for me. So I don't understand what somebody that's an educated, well-rounded man like Giuliani saw in him. But he was right in there. So we'll see what happens with that. And I don't know if it's a frivolous suit. I don't know if it's just a retaliation, or if there's actually something could actually come from it. We'll have to wait and kind of see. Immigration is super high. There was some sort of agreement with Mexico. I don't know if you saw that, where we're hoping that they will actually stop people as they're coming into their first border and sort of screen or vet them there. There's a whole lot of, President Biden sent 800 active duty troops down there, but I feel like a lot of it is short-term solutions, and we really need Congress to come up with something long-term. You know, maybe judges that sit at the border and actually stamp their thing and say, no, you can't come back, or, you know, give them repatriation flights where we're literally flying them right back to where they came from, so they get that we're not allowing them in. But I mean, it seems like it's blowing up bigger and bigger. It probably flame every time that somebody runs for president. We probably, it kind of implodes, and all of a sudden everybody starts talking about it again.
But they're looking for reasons and looking for reasons. They watched Barack Obama, President Obama, a million times and found some dirt on him and never came up with no dirt. We are in such a crisis in this country, and I hate that people don't see that, Bobby, because here's the scarier part, that if Trump was to get back in office, and I know they're really trying to get him back in office for the wrong reason, but if he was to get back, Putin and Kim Jong-un are already in bed together. What can we stand to lose? What will we lose here? Good God.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing we didn't lose. That kid Travis that ran over the line, the American soldier. He was a cavalryman.
Yeah.
And he hopped over. I thought that he was over there because he was deployed. He's never been deployed. He was on some sort of tour. I guess it happened July 18th. And then North Korea, I don't know if he's a pill or what, but they're sending him back. They sent him back today. They sent him back over the line, back over the DMZ. And he's supposedly in American custody at this point. I guess he had faced assault charges in South Korea, and he was due to return to Fort Bliss, Texas, and he was going to be removed from the military just one day prior to him hopping over. I don't know if he thought he was going to stop that. I have no idea what that was all about. I feel badly for the family.
Yeah, but with that, Bobby Clifford, when they come back, what kind of, you know, what, now will they deem him a terrorist? What kind of charges will he face? Because,
oh yeah,
you know,
I didn't
he
even
was
think
over
of
there
that.
And they're gonna break him down. What did y'all talk about? What did they do to
you?
And if he don't give, if he doesn't give America the answers they want, where would he end up? He may still end up in jail, in prison.
Yeah, I hope, and even you discussing that, like, I hope that's not the reason he went over. Did he think he was going to have some sort of better life over there?
Who knows, Bobby Cribbins? And who knows what's in the heart and mind of men? Nobody knows.
No. He must have never watched MASH. It's not a pleasant place over there.
I'd like to give a bright shining star right now to the Screen Actors Guild for resolve. Yes. So the writers guild. Yeah. I'm sorry. The writer's strike is over. They came to resolve. They went back to work today. Yay. Okay. So a lot of people will be back employed again and back working. Hopefully they can come to a resolve sooner than later now for the actors strike. So everything can get back to some sense of normalcy here in California and all the places that film, because the people who have movies can't talk about them publicly. They can't advertise, and that it has everybody in a bind. And a lot of us only think because we see the actors or the writers, it affected so many people. People have lost their businesses behind this 4 or 5 month strike. The Writers Guild strike started May 2nd, which is my mom's birthday. The actors strike started July 14th, which is my birthday.
Oh, isn't that funny? Yeah, the writer's strike was 148 days. So that's pretty impressive. I would think that the whatever agreement that they came up with for the writers would sort of be a template for the actors, right? Because they're complaining about all the same stuff. So I would think that they'd be able to take that to the table, hopefully, and the actors will get on board. Because as you said, it's all the businesses even around the studios, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And a lot that goes in, everybody leaves before the end when all the credits come up, because who wants to sit there for 45 minutes other than my sister, Teresa Clifford, who absolutely loves, we cannot leave a movie until there is nothing left on the screen. But when you think of it runs, oh my God, you want to poke your eyeballs out. But there are 5 to 7 minutes worth of names and positions that go by very quickly. So there's thousands of jobs that they list at the end of those at the films that all those people are affected. So you're exactly right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the debate still, Bobby. I can't hear it because I have the volume down. But the look on DeSantis' face looks like a deer in the headlights with an oncoming 18-wheel going at full speed, and he just standing there looking at it like, I dare you hit me. Oh, damn sure gonna hit you.
He is, this isn't his forte, right? He does really well with one-on-one, but having six other people coming at him, I don't have it on at all, so I can't see it. But I can only
Which is why I believe that Donald Trump don't show up. Donald Trump is not equipped to handle a debate, especially from some intelligence, because Nikki Haley is not my favorite, but Nikki Haley knows how to debate. Chris Christie knows how to debate. Even Pence knows how to debate.
Yeah, no, they absolutely do. And they have their information. Here's the other thing. They're not believing what he's spewing out. They're not picking up what he's putting down, which is lies. You know, and they call him on him, obviously. And he doesn't like that. He doesn't like conflict. He likes people who just believe what he says. And everything kind of just marches on. And he did that for 4 years. And we see what that got the rest of us. What do you think about Usher doing the Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Me too.
I hate all the controversy that came out with Lizzo behind me, because she was the one who was pinged to do it. And this country always used to say, you're innocent until proven guilty. Right. Well, that's no longer the truth. But there's so many people who came out against Lizzo, so it made it very difficult for anybody to kind of believe this, that, or the third, unless you knew her personally. So,
and she might be difficult to work for, but that doesn't mean she's a bad person. You know, don't put the sexual whatever. Like, so, with the Me Too movement is super important. As a woman, I feel it was super important, but I think it went a little left at some point, and it's a bit too much. So them going out to watch male strippers or whatever, and now they sexually abused her or whatever they were saying, whatever that they were allegedly saying about her, a little bit too much. Did you see that our friend Commander, the mighty German Shepherd, the first dog, he bit somebody again? I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do with that dog. Muzzle.
I need to get that dog one of these. I need to get a dog one of these lovers. He's calm as hell. Oh my God.
Yes.
Slow down.
His friend, remember their first dog, they're both rescues. They both got these gorgeous German Shepherds. But the first one, Major, had to be given to a family friend because he was biting people. But they say it's very, for animals there, it's a super stressful environment because it's quiet. And then all of a sudden, a helicopter lands. And then their master goes off in this bird. And then they come back down.
Yeah.
Or if there's some sort of threat, you might have 30 Secret Service agents storming the office of the president. So, yeah. But I did feel badly. I said, oh, poor Commander.
Well, on a different note, we are 4 days away
right.
from a possible government shutdown.
Yep.
That they said we were not going to have, but it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
You know what it really is looking like to me is that McCarthy's a weak leader. He made an agreement with President Biden the last time we had the threat of the shutdown. President Biden made concessions. They both had to make some concessions. They agreed that this was what was going to happen. And now, nope, he's not doing it because a few people on the far right, the craziest of the Republicans, not the great Republicans, not the moderate Republicans, not the reasonable Republicans. In fact, they said 2/3 to 3/4 of both Democrats and Republicans are dying to sign off on this and have it off the, off the table. But this 7 or 8 people are holding everything hostage because, McCarthy doesn't want to lose his seat, and he made promises to people and they feel he's not honoring them.
McCarthy, first of all, McCarthy should have never gotten the seat. Thank God that Nancy is coming back in there. But Hakeem Jeffries needs to be running the whole House,
right.
First of all. Second of all, McCarthy is a wuss. And they're holding his feet to the fire because he's trying to hold on to that seat, which is the reason that George Santos is still sitting there, because he wants to hold on to that seat. What happens to the American people? We are all collateral damage because they're holding their jobs more important than they're holding the standards for the American people. It is so scary, Bobby, and so crazy. If they have a government shutdown, if I was part of the military or I was thinking about the military, all of these shutdowns in the last 5 or 6 years would make me know I never want to join the military because I'm out here working, putting my life on the line every day, and you telling me I might not be able to get a check so I can feed my family or take care of my family that's at home while I'm off to war or whatever you got me at doing. I would never join the military. And I'm not shooting down the military. I'm shooting down the government for not taking care of their people.
Well, it's true. It's the Republicans, many of the Republicans, or that group, that 7 or 8, they're willing to shut down the government and they're going to take food out of the mouths of the hungry just to make a political point, because WIC runs off, WIC will shut down. Head Start, that school program will shut down that feed the kids. I mean, there are things that won't be affected, like the veterans' health care, burials at the cemetery, and delivering benefits to the vets. Pensions, education, house benefits, that's fine. But for active duty, it's not exactly the same. Another thing that we all have been complaining about is air traffic. We've had a horrible problem with air traffic controllers. They finally have a whole bunch of them into a training system. That training system would shut down. Air traffic control, where they'd be required to come to work, but how often are you going to come to work when you know you're not getting paid? And the TSA people, they won't be getting paid, so who wants a job in those industries either? And we're just getting to pre-COVID with travel.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of TSA, they may be out of a job, but they won't be out of money because they don't mind going to your suitcase. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. I heard it.
baby, don't put no valuables in your suitcase because I promise you I travel with the ugliest, raggediest suitcase, Bobby, because I think they only really go for the nice ones. I travel with the worst luggage ever. Raggedy holes in it, busted, the wheels don't work, all of that.
Oh, they would be devastated with mine. Mine's nice and brand new and shiny because I never go anywhere. But if they looked in it, I'd have a couple of holy pair of drawers in there. And a couple of jumbo outfits. There's not a valuable to be had. They'd be devastated. They'd be devastated.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a crisis in this country. It's getting closer and closer and closer. I hope you guys are paying attention because I want you guys to know, and I said this on Coffee Time yesterday, if he wins, America loses. Y'all have to understand that if we thought that he was trying to get in office to make the economy better, to make the country better, to make a peaceful place for us in this country, a safer world, we would be on a different plateau. But it's not. It is revenge. It is, I'm going to get you back. It is, I want what I want. And he told y'all in no uncertain terms at the end of his first term that he was not leaving. If he got back in, he would be the president forever. He said he don't think that a president should have one or two terms. They should be the president until they... This is not where we have what do they call a kingdom? We don't have a king. We don't have a queen. We don't have a monarchy. We have a government, supposedly, and we're supposed to have democracy here. We don't want to lose our democracy by putting a cult leader in the office again. If you didn't believe that he was a cult leader before the first time, please pay attention to what's happening now, because all you see is cults. I'm not going to even say his name, but y'all know who the hell I'm talking about.
It's the truth. But you know what? Let's not. I also don't want to put it all on the Republicans. We have Bob Menendez, the New Jersey senator, that pulled some real bullshit over the past decades. It's his second time being brought up on charges. He's being brought up, and his wife, and there are three other people: conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit honest service fraud, conspiracy to commit extortion under the color of official right. That's what he's being brought up. I don't know what any of those mean, but I know that they're not great. He, of course, came on just like Trump in Trump fashion, came on, had a press conference and denied everything claim. He's, you know, when the truth comes out, well, dude, it was a hung jury last time. That's the only reason that you got off. And so bad. And he's not gonna resign. But we have. Here's the difference.
No, of course not. But the reason he's not gonna resign, Bobby, is because they have put a blueprint out. We had a guy here, I cannot think of his last name, but he was on the oh my God, he was on some committee here for California, and he was caught dead to right using racist remarks. He would not step down. He did not step down. Now he's up for re-election. They'll probably vote him out because he was such a butthole.
God.
But everybody is being led by example. Trump has done wrong. Trump turned the country on itself on January the 6th, but people are applauding that as opposed to him being reprimanded for it. So they're only following a blueprint of what it is. And this Menendez had gold bars in his house that he had researched to see how much they were worth. He had $250,000 in cash, $250,000. Now, I can't knock him for that, because I believe in having a cash stash.
Sewn into his clothing.
But the
difference that I see between the two of them, Flame, is the two parties, the only difference that I'm going to say, and only what's come out recently. So Santos, nobody is screaming other than us that he, other than Mitt Romney, God bless Mitt Romney, has been very vocal. But we have 23 Democrats that want Menendez out. They want him to resign. And you can't put him out, but they can get a supermajority, and that could actually put him out. Ocasio-Cortez was told CBS over the weekend that as a Latina, there are absolute ways in which there is systemic bias. But I think what we have here with this indictment is quite clear and crisp. So, you know, for her even to come out that way. And I appreciated that. They've been a little slow. Not everybody jumped right on the bandwagon. Other than Fetterman, right from the beginning, said that he should be out. But little by little, they're all coming. And whether they put him out, I hate to lose the seat if you're going to play the political game. But I'm glad at least they see that it's wrong and we're supposed to be the better party, that they're actually, hopefully they'll do something about it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Where are we going, Bobby? Where are we going, Bobby Clifford?
I don't know. We're going to hell in a handbasket. Hey, did you know Netflix is sending out its last envelope on Saturday? After 25 years, good thing the writer's strike is over. Hopefully the actors will be. I'm trying to think. Amazon's getting sued. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
For Monopoly, the FTC and 17 states are suing. I don't know enough about that stuff, but I guess they're burying listings of rival goods. They charge sellers higher fees. There's all sorts of crummy stuff that they're actually doing.
I don't think that Bezos will miss it. Jeff Bezos will miss it. He has plenty of money.
Oh, he's gone. He's probably gone. Oh, the only thing I saw that was good is the Maui fires. I thought that was good about, I'm thinking of the catastrophes that have happened recently, that the people from that area are finally getting to go in. A lot of them, and I can't even say see their house flame because it's probably just the property, but they're able to go in. Some people whose houses weren't as badly burned are able to go in and start getting stuff out.
After those fires, Bobby, it's very scary because there's a lot of toxic fumes in the air, you know. And some of those fires, because they look like they're out, if you go too deep, it may be still warm and still starting. It's very scary, and I feel so bad for those people. But I love that Oprah and The Rock gave like $10 million, and they're really helping to try to build back Maui and bring it back together.
Oh, I think
people still do want it. The best part is people still want to help people. People really still care about people. We just have so many that have been fallen under a fallen angel or a broken person to think that that is their beacon of hope and their light. And it's so scary because they follow this person like, whoo, they're the second coming. I don't know, but I think people be lost in their minds.
Oh, I know. I wish we had good options, as we've talked about before on Laugh and Learn. You know, like I don't think President Biden necessarily. I think at 82, he'd like to retire and put his feet up. But I think he's such a man of service that he's gonna stay with us. I'd like if we had more options, but we don't. So,
don't, and that's what I'm saying. Everybody is he's this, he's that. But then give us another option. You have not given us any other option. Kamala is not going to come from under him being the vice president to run for president because she already knows she's not going to win. She's not going to win because she's black. She's not going to win because she's a Democrat. She is not going to win because she is a woman, and this country is still extremely sexist, period.
It's true. I agree.
So, yeah, here. And this has been, this has been a whirlwind of an episode, a hodgepodge of stuff.
It certainly has. I've been all over the place. Sorry.
So can I ask you a question? If I come to Boston with Dave Chappelle, are you coming to see me?
I I'll be there with bells on. Literally, I'll put them in my hair, on my toes, in my hair. Yeah, absolutely. I would love it.
But you have to get a T-shirt that says, I can't. Flame, I just can't. I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind, but in the crisis and the times that we live in, we are definitely trying to get you to think for yourself and use your mind. Because why, Bobby? Because
a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It really is.
And I promise you, some of y'all are wasting times and minds, and you won't get it back. If you make the wrong decision in November or in January, it will affect your children, your grandchildren, this country, your life, your livelihood, your employment, the way you live, how you live, where you live. Please make the right decision. Stop thinking for the now. Stop thinking for the tomorrow and think for the now. Stop thinking for the yesterday, because the yesterday is gone. Think for the now. Make a decision that will affect your life and make you a better person and a better American, because you can be a better American. We can be a great America for real, because they ain't going to make America great again. America ain't been great. Let's make it great. Not with the red hats. Oh, did I say that?
Yes, you have.
Thank you, Bobby Clifford.
Thank you, Flamettes.
Thank you, Aaron. And I want you guys to know you can catch me on tour with Dave Chappelle. I will be in Chicago the 4th and the 6th. And I will keep you abreast of where all the other places I will be. Follow me on Instagram at Monroe Flame, on Facebook at Marcus Flame Monroe Parker, Twitter Flame Monroe, Twitter is Flame Monroe, TikTok is Flame Monroe 125, and YouTube is Flame Monroe. And you can follow Bobby Clifford everywhere but the grocery store. You can follow Bobby Clifford at Clifford Bobby on Facebook and on Instagram. And you make sure you come in and join us. Thank you for all the beautiful compliments that you guys have sent me, because I have gotten so many messages about Bobby Clifford is one of the greatest hosts. They love you, Bobby Clifford, compared to some of the other seasons I've had. And they don't dislike the other people. They just like the camaraderie that we have. And we appreciate it. We read your messages and we get it. And we thank you for it. Okay? Good night, Flamettes. I'll see you next week. Peace out, Bobby Clifford.
Bye.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.